This podcast is sponsored by Flamin' Joe's in Spokane, Washington.
Flamin' Joe's!
Great place.
Yeah, Justin works there, Chris works there, but Chris isn't here. We can say terrible things about Chris.
But no, because Flamin' Joe's is awesome. And
Yeah.
Sorry, Drill.
Hey, keep on focused.
Yeah.
Come on, Director.
So Crunchy worked there for a minute.
All right, Crunchy. Don't
Crunchy
don't
can speak bad about him if he wants to.
I worked there for a minute.
Yeah.
Justin and Chris still work there. They've got 26 flavors of wings.
Yum.
And 20 beers on tap.
26 glorp beers on tap and 28 flavors.
Thanks for correcting me, Justin. Yes. Is that just out in the valley or just on the north side or just?
Just on the north side. In the valley.
Same amount of wings. Different beer taps. Yeah.
They only have like 12. We're kind of.
Get yourself some Irish.
Are you talking shit about fucking
the Valley? Yeah.
Yeah, the North Store is the superior store. That's where I work, and that's where this motherfucker works.
Didn't you start in the Valley, though?
Yeah, because the North Store wasn't a thing yet. Chris and I were training so that we could open the North Store and make it fucking great. And look at it now.
It's because I work there, but yes.
Explosions!
Yeah, explosions. Yeah. North Store is at 715 North Division in Spokane, and the Valley Store is at 11618 East Sprague. I bet Justin couldn't pull that shit off.
That's awesome.
Look at me, I'm the fucking shit. Because
I work in the Valley.
You just got paid for working out in the Valley.
That was one day.
In a roll of cash.
That was one day, I don't care. Whatever.
One day.
And we also did the guar before. And we went to Flamin' Joe's, and we got ready for bar.
And you had a nice big quart, manly sized beer.
It was so great. Well, ice cold mugs, perfect. Mm-hmm.
Plenty of TVs to watch sports on.
Totally.
Trivia.
Yeah, you can do trivia anytime. You know, you can do it live if you want to do it Wednesday night at 8 p.m.
Is that when it starts, 8?
Yeah,
8 p.m. That's awesome.
I thought it was earlier, like 6.
No,
8 o'clock, bitch.
I don't think they would really appreciate it. Our advertisement is 8.
They already paid, so yeah.
All right, we're good. All
right. We're cash the check, man. Crunchy. On to the show.
Crunchy. Flamin' Joe's. Yum, yum.
I can't do that fucking voice anymore. Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode 29, in the Why Do We Hang Out movie club. Today's...
Yay!
Yay! It's the second episode of the Killer Clowns from Outer Space, spelled with a K, and a K, and an Outer Space. I kicked Drill's pinch ass out of here, and now Carlos. Crunchy.
Way better than the director.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm Carlos, the mastermind. Crunchy.
Yeah, I can't.
Why are you trying to talk like me, Carlos? Justin. Damn it. In this episode, we introduce a new game to play with all the movie podcasts.
And someone wins.
Somebody wins. I almost did it again. My bad, guys. I'm sorry. How does he talk like this all the time?
It's his normal speaking voice. That's why. So he's used to it for 25 years.
He's not Drill, he's Carlos, man.
I'm Carlos. What the fuck, Justin? Hey, I'll tell your brother at a concert last week. It was pretty fucking great. We listened to a lot of metal, Justin.
Oh my god.
And then we played Pooh with Carter, and it was awesome. And then there was an alligator involved as we were going back to my house.
There was one alligator.
An alligator.
Fuck that alligator.
Uh-huh.
God, it was raining. God, fuck.
Tell us more about it.
There's a flash flood out of nowhere, and this fucking piranhas and alligators are fighting, and I had to save the fucking alligator.
Came out of the fucking sewer, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's fucking shit. I don't get it. Mind my own business. I don't want to do that shit.
This is the second episode of Killer Clowns from Outer Space. We're about to watch that fucked up Drake movie after we're done with this intro. So, you know, we gotta wrap this shit up so we can watch Drake dance like a fucking, I don't know. You think for $1.5 million, he could have hired a fucking choreographer, man?
Carlos, don't get angry. Cheap. Let's just do game on.
I'm sorry, I'm just getting passionate about music. And it's not only a bad fucking song, it's a bad video. I bet Kathy and Tabby can hear this upstairs.
Carlos, don't break character, man. Come on.
I'm not breaking character. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm crunching your fucking face. Game on!
Game on!
That's like the funniest fucking intro ever.
Here's your dollar feature.
Fucking soda soda.
Soda soda.
You are so
go ahead and back. Have your
class. No, we are having it. We are I am indulging in the rightiness.
That's not watching. It is
fucking. You're
watching. He doesn't like it.
You don't like the new season?
No. He doesn't like
tomato soup.
It's tomato soup.
That's what they're supposed to
as a grilled cheese combo.
Tomato soup as a.
I'm not saying by itself. No.
This
I'm
saying
kind of weird.
But
with the combo,
I'm saying
delicious.
Tomato soup in general is fucking disgusting. He thinks I'm not gonna eat grilled cheese. This entire fucking day has been like this. He doesn't.
Validly so. No. Do you see that? Do you see the no?
Hold
pitting?
On. I'm gonna climax.
Yeah. There is no pity. None. Yeah. You will get no pity.
It's
from
not
that
gonna
man.
Matter.
You could need a kidney. He could be the only one of us who could donate, and he'll go. And go get a beer.
That's like, you want beer?
That's no. He'll stand there with the beer and be like, and drink the beer.
Like, this is my tasty.
And he would weigh the holding it over you versus you dying and not having to deal with you. That
as long
would
as I get my funeral, I'm okay
option.
With it.
The argument
and
we're having
to.
Right now, podcast audience, is Justin doesn't like tomato soup with his grilled cheese. Because,
so you know what would be fair, and this is reasonable? All of you fine listeners, hit us up on our Twitter, Why Do We Hang Out, or on the Facebook page of Why Do We Hang Out, or, as Kathy pointed out, we have an Instagram. I was unaware of this.
When did we get an Instagram?
Exactly.
Forever ago.
Apparently then.
Kathy.
You hit us up with grilled cheese and tomato soup as a yes or a no. I can't think of a decent abbreviation. How about awesome yes? Or soda sopa, as your no. If you disagree with tomato soup and grilled cheese, you say soda sopa to show how pretentious and shitty you are as a food connoisseur. And if you enjoy it, just, I don't know, say, yeah, no, I like it. It's pretty good. That's it. That's all I'm saying. All you gotta do, just tag us in it, let us know. And then we will tally these votes because I really want to do this to rub it in Justin's face.
That
that's all
wrong.
I'm asking.
You,
that
you
I'm
would
right.
have no taste buds and don't
nope,
actually appreciate
nope,
good food.
Nope.
Justin, you're the only fucking person here who doesn't like grilled cheese
no.
and tomato soup. No.
You don't have taste buds.
There are
no.
seven grown ass adults
they have
here.
Fucking
yeah,
wine
yeah.
for you.
They can all have you guys
get
all
off
have
your
taste
monkey
taste
box.
No.
All right.
Thank you.
Step down, because it's not for you. All right. And try to enjoy fucking tomato soup and
no.
But you know what Chris does enjoy? Guardo. We
whatever.
Went to Guar.
Whatever.
It
was whatever. And
I
whatever.
Saw Chris
yeah,
have
whatever.
A good time.
That's why he's smiling because he's thinking about the great
never going
cool.
again.
I'll never go again.
I'm not going again. Never.
That
ever.
That
will not
so
do it
bad.
That's one experience where I'm like, okay,
you turn
I
into
did
a
that.
Pansy.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You got fucking
yeah,
nothing,
you're
pansy.
Like, no.
Fucking tomato soup for grilled cheese. Ew.
Dude, why bring up the past? We just got over that.
That's over.
That was one conversation. Fuck off. Guar sucks. It was fun the first time. Never again.
That night, over and over again, you're like, I'm doing this every fucking day.
I did not. Say, you just, you.
Popped
your
hat. You said that.
When,
said
no,
it,
we were at the satellite.
You weren't there.
When
you
we were on the way to the satellite, you were.
Just
because
you got
did.
Your cherry pop,
it wasn't
you
until
won't
you
do
got
it
to the satellite.
When we were taking
we
pictures,
were winding
and
down.
That guy was in the picture with us.
The random folks.
Yeah.
You were all about it. It wasn't
yeah.
until we got to the satellite when the adrenaline was wearing off and the, hey, guess what you just got done doing? And it was like, I don't want to do more anymore. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until then is when it was like, I don't want to do it
Chris
anymore.
Had his first mosh pit experience that night.
Third.
No, first.
Not like, having this
you
argument.
You lie in
third.
Fibber. Fibber.
They're going to go back upstairs now.
Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Bye.
We did say, I love them. And
yeah.
we're
going to
go back upstairs.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we're amazing. That's a given. Yeah, we were all pretty fantastic.
Well,
folks.
What if I'm going to go eat more candy and decide not to like it and then bring it back?
If it's chocolate, I'll eat it.
That's fine.
He's going to eat his diabetes. Don't give it to him.
Yeah. Go get you some
if candy. I'm gonna have diabetes, I might as well enjoy it.
No. So let's,
you're closer to diabetes.
I actually do believe the term is diabetes.
It's the diabetes. I'm down for the diabetes.
Oh, real.
Yeah. Go for fucking brilliant.
Guar, though. Wait, so, yeah, how let's bring back.
I didn't say I didn't have fun. Guar said
oh, so
whatever.
Did have fun?
I didn't say that. I said whatever.
I had a blast. Justin, did you have a blast?
I enjoyed. I had a fantastic
yeah. They were on the internet, and they had a kitten on their desktop.
Yeah.
And
I will say, telling the story when people are like, how was Guar? And you kind of like...
You just show them the picture, and no, you're just like, this is what happened to
me. No, but you kind of have to look into like a Vietnam-style, like... Like shell shock moment, and you're like,
"You're right." I saw this is just like Vietnam.
It's like I watched grown men battle the internet and face fuck a baby, and then spew baby excrement on me.
They don't believe this at work,
and they don't. And I was, like, and they were like, "That didn't happen."
I've been
and
saying
I was
this
like,
for like 5 years.
And then
years
I look at them and I go, "No, yeah. No, it happened."
And they ripped their tits off of Hillary Clinton and see yeah. face Kanye
and
West.
Was, and I, yeah, and I yeah.
why our skin
things.
Was like multicolor for
yeah, and,
days.
And Kester was like, "You're orange." Why is your scalp also orange?
His head was
my
exact
scalp
color.
Was orange. It took like three showers to wash it out.
Kessler has seen us come from this concert every year.
Yeah.
Why does he not believe it yet?
Because he doesn't believe he went to it.
No. It was going to tell when I was like, he's like, that didn't happen. I'm like, no, all of that happened. Like,
you have to say
everything
that
I said like, happened. It happened.
It is quite possibly the best concert experience you'll ever have.
I will say this.
Negative.
I did not enjoy myself.
Just say you had fun.
It was an experience. What I did not like was getting headbutted in the fucking eyeball.
It really was not that intense
that
down there.
Kind of fucking
yeah,
hurt.
I got
no, he ran like full
well,
speed.
Well, that was
yeah.
him.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
You take Jarrell out of the thing, everything else was mediocre. Like, it was okay.
Well, the doc wasn't there, so I had to play his
yeah,
part.
Yeah, and Carter was not really amped enough. And
Carter was not.
Carlos,
I expected
Carlos
Carter
bit,
to
yeah.
be, like, jumping off and, like, fucking macho-manning people.
I wanted him to elbow me in the face just to see
but
what
he was
there. Where we were in the pushy pit, not in the circle.
Yeah.
We're going to circle drink
no,
your
I
faces
did get
off pit.
That was crazy.
I did go.
Tammy, bring candy for me!
Not just you, motherfucker.
Wow,
Carter.
You have to share.
Uh-huh.
I was going to share with you.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
You're going to share with me?
I'm the only
yes,
one
of course
like
you are.
You're going to not share with me.
I just had a crazy thought. You guys remember when I used to sniff pixie sticks?
Yeah.
I used to do that too.
Do you remember when you actually...
Is there a pixie that? Stick in
no,
there?
No. There is. It immediately was like...
Do it. You got to
do
it.
You got to
do
it. Great radio.
Do it. Come on, man.
Do it.
No, I feel like if I
I'm
going to
jinx your fucking Cincinnati Bengals. If you don't do it, they're going to lose next
game.
Just one little line.
I only took four.
Just one little line.
Very big for
only.
Sorry, super.
I only took four. Sorry,
super. No, like... I remember in middle school,
I would
we
snake
made
my snow throne.
We made Chris a throne
of snow.
At Glover because our bus was always the latest bus there, and we had a dysfunctional bus driver who would scream at us. Like,
there's
bus he would stop our bus like 5 blocks from school, scream at us for 20 minutes, stop about another 10 blocks away. I was on the first fucking bus stop and we'd get home till 5.
Like, I'm right here. I can just get out.
I could have walked home faster, but... He would just scream at us because we were an awful fucking bus.
We were.
And he was dysfunctional.
Yeah. We found out that he was driving drunk a lot.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
We got in trouble for it. His name was Steve.
His name was
Steve.
It was Steve, wasn't it?
Yep. And then the lady after that we thought wasn't really nice until she gave us all Halloween candy.
And then she was the best. And then
mm-hmm.
she got a real job.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw her at her real job on while we're on the bus. She waved at us and we're like, you're the best bus driver ever.
Yep.
Just because she had candy?
Yeah,
no,
because
yeah.
then she was super fucking nice to us.
And to be fair, even whether I'm like a 12 or I'm 29, I'm easily persuaded by candy.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people are, yeah.
I'll be real.
Yeah. But that's why you're going to get the diabetes.
Yep. But I just was looking at that pixie stick and I'm like, why does this have a weird mental resonance? I used to sniff you.
Around us.
Yeah.
Lollipop rings.
Kind of looks
it's
like
a
dick on the backside, though, doesn't it?
Cool.
Yeah.
Give it head.
Just tell a woman that, then you'll get real lucky. Real fucking quick. Alright, so you had Kit Kat. You picked Nerds. You had Skittles first.
I also got Sour Patch.
Then you had what?
And,
by the time I got
Reese's Cups, and I got a Hershey bar.
Oh, fucking throw
you guys
me a
prefer
Kit Kat, dude.
Alright,
so. Kit Kat.
Your favorite candy.
Cup.
Okay.
Alright. Do you guys prefer chocolate or the fruity
chocolate?
Shit?
Chocolate.
Ready?
I knew you were going to be fucking
piece of shit.
You just know it already.
Yeah, chocolate. Even though he had Skittles first. Yeah. I'm chocolate.
Yeah. I'm okay with it.
Fruity. Hmm. I wonder what's more pansy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Since the pansy doesn't want to go to Gwar next year, even though he was all fucking over it.
Because it's not that fucking fun.
It was the best.
All right. What is your favorite that concert that you've been to then?
Mudvayne.
I've seen Mudvayne. Like every Mudvayne. Mudvayne.
I love Mudvayne.
Mudvayne's good.
Yeah.
Mudvayne's is good. It them or was it Slipknot? Or not?
What
is
Slipknot? You're talking about Mushroomhead?
Mushroomhead. When they do the drums.
Yeah.
They kind of do like a Blue Man Group style.
Yeah. That's
but good. Metal.
Yeah.
That's the only good part about Mushroomhead, really.
Yeah. The old Mushroomhead was okay, but new stuff.
I'm trying to remember which one of the three of those did the water.
One of the mask slash paint faces.
Yeah. Mask, yeah. Paint, splash, splash, metal,
I think we've done favorite concert before.
But I want to know his, because if he disliked Gwar so much or found it so mediocre.
Well, yeah, I'd be like, hey, my favorite concert is Justin Bieber.
Because of Static X or Power Man or something.
I don't know. I've been to Power Man. And I ain't that good.
Static X was a
I love Power Man, don't get me wrong, but the concert was not that good.
I had a good time with Power Man.
Gwar was better than Power Man.
Because Gwar's better.
Did he just say he liked
it? No, I'm being real.
Did you just say that?
As a show, it really is. Power Man's not bad, but it was done at the factory, and in terms of context for the size of the show.
If Power Man 5000 was like $12 and then Gwar was $26,
I'd still be Gwar.
You still
be honestly, like, and that's no hate on Power Man, just it was the crowd, the vibe, the energy was not. Yeah. I will give Gwar that. The people at Gwar.
Well, they're
are
all
there
into
for
it.
Gwar
yeah.
and are in
that's
that.
It.
That's impressive because half the time you go to a rock show
like
and you want to do a pair or you want to be there, everyone just stands there and they're just. They're all broken.
I know, you don't like fucking Five Finger.
Well, it's fucking Spokane, though.
But it's kind of like meh, depending on what it is.
Yeah.
But like, you get more rise out of people at a tech show than you do most of the rock shows.
I do want to see tech.
I want to see Daft Punk fucking.
I'd like to see Daft Punk.
I would totally.
You know what? I want to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
I've seen them.
You know, they're $56
for tickets?
Tickets. Yeah. I was like, fuck, I wanted to go,
that's
but not $56.
No, that's cheap. That's cheap.
Because
they've
been like 70-something.
Yeah,
that's what I've been doing. Because I don't like me that much.
Yeah, it's a good show.
I would like to go, though.
I mean, like $85.
I'd want to sit like in the middle. I don't want front row stuff. I don't want to be in the back. I want to be like right in the middle.
The best seats are like the terrace. Like the second.
It's like the top floor coming down, like right at the rail of it.
Yeah.
I believe that.
That always seemed like a cool show. And maybe Blue Man Group.
We saw it, I want to say, like freshman year for me.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
a while ago. Yeah. I maybe want to do Blue Man Group.
My brother
Blue Man Group
Blue
would
Man.
Be, I think it would be kind of boring, like an hour in.
No.
No, dude.
My brother went to Blue Man. He said it was amazing. He went to it in New York. Because
my concern would be worried that it would be, you're watching it, you're like, okay, I get the shtick at this point, that it's these guys using crazy things as instruments.
How many members is there?
There's three.
Well, I thought it was like traveling acts, other traveling
There's
acts.
A bunch of different traveling acts. There's like the three originals, and then they have traveling.
And they tend to do the Vegas shows, don't they?
Uh-huh.
The originals, or is that a different?
Vegas has its own fucking set.
Oh, okay.
It's a whole company, though.
Okay.
And they do a lot of like glow in the dark paint shit.
Well, that's
and,
what I'm like, saying. Like, I imagine like, they moving around. It'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
No.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
That's what I liked about Gwar. I will say, as a show, seeing these grown 50-year-old men come out on stage just looking ridiculous, and that they fight the internet, and then they kill it, and then they're like, but porn, and then let it come back. Just as a notion was entertaining. It was entertaining.
I didn't look anywhere else. That whole fucking concert, I was right upstage. I was like, never like... You know,
but man, getting fake blooded shit shot directly into your face.
Well, look, I saw you jump
so gross.
In front of the
it's
stream.
So gross to taste. Oh, it's the worst taste in the world. But that was fun.
Well, the satellite scramble took that out.
Oh god, that was the best scramble.
You had the fucking steak though.
But I had a bite of your scramble. I was like,
you
swing
had your bite to my scramble.
Yeah, it's really good.
Who had all their dinner when we were there? I know no one can see this. Raise your hands. One, two, three. How many of us went?
Podcast.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, no, another pansy on the show.
Oh,
motherfucker.
It just wasn't flavorful enough. I think what the issue
was very flavorful.
Is that our taste buds are just not as finely tuned.
Yeah, fucking.
Finely
soda.
Tuned.
Soda.
If our taste buds were more soda and then sopa, maybe we would have been able to
enjoy
maybe
child force of Chinese tuned women was maybe like a very fast metabolism, so I can't process.
That's why Justin and I are big people.
Yeah.
Says
so
the guy
like,
who
I can't
ate
actually
all of his
eat
food.
All, you know,
yeah, because
all
I don't have, I still don't
because I have a smaller stomach, so therefore I'm actually get fuller faster than you.
Okay. Or you could just man up and eat all your food. No.
Yeah. All right, fellas. We got to get into this fucking movie. This is the second half of Killer Clowns from Outer Space. We're doing commentary on it.
Explain the game to Robert.
Right? Oh, yes. Game is plenty.
Fucking getting there, Jacob.
Oh, we can start the movie.
Hey, let the director guy never talks. You need to fucking apologize to him.
No.
That's a great apology.
I'm sorry, Jacob.
He never says it. No wonder he doesn't fucking talk.
Shit. He's like, I skewed.
You just lash out at him.
Do I go beat me up?
Says the guy who lashes out at every new person.
I don't lash out at fucking shit.
All right. So we talked about it in the last game, but Robert, or last podcast. Robert wasn't here. Here's the game, Robert.
All right.
We're going to go Price is Right style. We're each going to guess, except for me, because I know the answer.
They're going to be Bob Barker?
I am going to be Bob Barker. Come on down, Spade, new your dogs.
That is the worst fucking inspiration. No, you did. That was gut. Try it again.
Fucking trying to explain a game.
I know you are. You need to do it again. You need to do it again. Do Bob Barker.
Don't look at me. This is what we do to each other. Do not look
Bob
at me.
Fucking you're Barker.
We haven't done this in 6 years.
Or do a fucking Drew Carey.
Whoa.
No. Don't Drew Carey, no.
He's done nothing wrong.
I'm giving him options.
No, Drew Carey sucks and should never be a part of the show.
My wife's Drew Carey.
No.
He's not Bob Barker. But he's I will fucking.
I love the Drew Carey show, but yeah. He is not Bob Barker.
Anyway, here's the game, and I stole it from Doug Loves Movies. He calls it how much did this shit cost? We can't call it that. We'll figure something out. How much did this shit make? cost, not make, or make, not cost.
Make.
All right,
that is not Bob Barker.
You're each gonna guess who.
Do you want me to explain it?
No, I got it. How much did the movie make?
Today, Junior.
Shut up. Without going over. Okay. Price is Right style. You can guess all a right, dollar right. If you want.
Yeah, yeah. Bob all Barker. Right? Cool.
Yeah. I didn't say I was Bob Barker.
I'm just going to call you Bob Barker.
Price is Right style. You already called me director.
Hey, do you think Bob Barker was a director at any point in time?
Probably. Bob Barker probably didn't drink on the job either.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So, the movie we're commenting on is Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. So how much did it cost to make?
Cost $2 million to make. How much did it make in the U.S. box office? In the domestic box office.
None of us have guessed yet.
So. Yeah, you are. Right,
so I'm going to be the first
and
guesser.
The winner gets to pick the next movie.
All right.
And don't look this shit up ahead of time.
Fair enough.
Also, the winner is then...
You got to say that Justin, though.
I'm honest. Justin's legit about that kind of shit.
Just because when he wins, he gets to feels like he can rub it in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The winner also then becomes the next host, so then I can play.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Yep. So the next one could be Bob Barker.
Fuck you. All right. Jacob, how much did the movie make?
Cost $2 million
to make. $2 million to make.
And I will go.
And they're now making a
sequel. No, we're going $88.
Is this opening weekend box off? Or
no, this is his entire fucking run. Okay. I have opening weekend, but this is the entire run.
You know Chris is going to go $1 over the highest person here.
I hate those people.
No,
there's no shittier person in the world than the person who goes $1.
$1. I'm totally that fucking person.
I hate that person more than anything in the world.
I would say... Since 88, probably 15 million.
All right.
Holy shit, that's a lot of money.
Durant's an entire fucking run.
Yeah, so...
How much did it make?
Yeah, no, that's pretty fair.
I'm going to say 800.
$800?
$800,000.
No, I could reasonably, in terms of that movie, I wouldn't go against that notion.
So
that
movie, I don't think it made its own fucking production.
It didn't make its money back.
It didn't.
All right.
Oopsie, well... Now you're going to throw that out there after I've already guessed. No.
That's his guess. Is it?
So he did make it. Didn't make the 20 back.
I'm not saying it did or didn't. I'm just saying that's his guess.
Yeah.
Justin, how much did the movie make?
$1.
3.7.
3.7 million.
Mm-hmm.
5.4.
5.4.
5.4.
Mm-hmm. Right. Jacob was almost there, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. 15.6 million.
Damn.
How much?
Yeah. 15.6.
You would have to. How do they not make a sequel already with that kind of fucking shit?
But think about it. It's been how many years now?
But that's what I'm saying. How could you not at this point though? Like, financially, that's a stupid idea to not make a fucking another one.
Yeah.
You would have made because, if they make seven Jaws's, you should make at least one more Killer Clowns by now.
Did you see that thing that Universal did with the 19 Jaws's?
Love that so hard. Oh, I wanted to watch the
Jaws in space.
I want to see Jaws in the commie Jaws.
Me too.
Like, I've been bound Strawcutter, and you're like, I want to go have sex with you, Jaws.
All
right. Right now.
So, Jacob, you've got a whole fucking podcast to figure out what movie we're doing next. Make it a good movie.
I'm actually already thinking
about it. We're going to do Bob Barker and what movie do you think?
We're going to do Young Frankenstein.
Yes!
I like that movie.
All right.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Soda Soba.
Oh, telling you about Young Frankenstein. No, never seen it.
That's fine. That's fine. I haven't seen Killer Clowns from Outer Space. This is perfect. The rest of us have seen it.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, no shit. You haven't seen
I've owned this movie forever. Nope. You lived with me for a year.
Yep.
Do you like Blazing Saddles?
No! He doesn't like Blazing Saddles!
That is like the funniest fucking movie of all time!
No. I like it. It's funny, but it's not the funniest movie ever.
I'm gonna slap you.
Thank you! Thank you! It is the funniest movie ever, man.
But you have my IMAX ticket to Star Wars, so I can't slap you.
No, he doesn't.
Chris does.
I do.
Oh.
But you I hold the power!
So, okay, who do I pay then?
I don't trust him.
Don't. He's trying to do Christmas present shit.
I'm paying.
He'll try to
do
it.
No one paid me, so I'm not.
I'm paying.
It's a gift. It's no biggie. It's a gift.
You see the type of person you made. You look what you turned him into. He was an okay-ish human being prior to meeting you.
All right,
loosely defined. Okay,
hey, we gotta get into Killer Clowns.
All right, Killer Clowns time.
We're over our fucking.
We can still call you a soap and soap on during this goddamn movie.
Yeah,
piece of shit.
You can call him Soda Soap the whole time.
Oh, all time.
I think this is new name for Soda Soap.
How convenient that someone else thinks that.
Sorry, Sopa, you're so lovely and awful.
Done?
He needed to get that out.
All right.
I did.
The movie is at 44 minutes and 39 seconds.
We skipped a whole second into the future.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Sound effect.
I know it was.
That was awesome.
I was kind of just letting it fucking go.
Just play the fucking movie.
That was great.
I only had one beer.
God, I should have another.
Have another beer.
Yeah, you need to calm down.
There's Jameson there.
Just calm down.
Polish off the Jameson.
Yeah.
Calm down.
You know if you don't polish off the Jameson now, he's going to flip his shit, right?
Yeah. He's going to call you a pansy.
Yeah.
You're a pansy. He's a bad pansy.
You guys are going to get in this pansy fucking war.
Yeah.
Like your botanist.
Somehow, you work with plants. You are less gayer working with plants. There's no way to go about it.
Alright.
So the botanist is Mark Watney.
You can get your tape deck ready at 44 minutes and 39 seconds.
VHS would be cooler.
That's a tape.
Yeah. It's a deck, dude.
It's a deck.
Reasonable.
And then you can put it in your race car rewinder.
Yeah, I love that thing.
I never had one. We had to just rewind it in the movie.
Oh, God. I go,
like peasants.
And if you didn't, the fucking Jesus would charge you like 40 cents to rewind it.
Not me, my parents. Alright. Get your movies ready. And go.
Go.
Boom.
Cop, cop scene. Car.
That about looked like
like a moment of like, we almost got cop. I mean, I know I got the girlfriend.
I
that's
have
your
sensitive
ex.
Nipples.
Maybe they were making out in the movie.
Yeah, and then there was the scene they got out.
We get paid for this.
God, how would you react to that? I love this guy. You know he's already drunk because he's been drinking on the job. He's
yeah, he's like stuttering and fucking like.
And he's like, that of mass course there's shake. Dead bodies all over my town because I'm a shit ass fucking cop. Like, way to be a dick. He's like, oh, all these fucking youngsters are playing pranks on me because that would happen.
911's not a game, young man.
This is serious. You call me with your math problems, you're my wife, or someone got murdered. And even then, let it go to voicemail.
Domestic abuse? We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it. Maybe.
Maybe.
That shit's some real. Where is it at? At the Hendersons? I ain't going back there. That bitch is crazy. That'd be so great just to see the inner dialogue in the car.
Oh, yeah, I'll get a guy right out there.
Yeah, get a guy right out there. Where is it? Henderson? Oh, fuck, that bitch. That was a bitch. Crazy. Frank last week, and he's got stitches. I ain't going back out there.
Yeah, Frank's on the job.
He's like, I ain't doing it. I forgot the ice cream guys.
Is that the about spaceship? The size of my DHL truck?
The ice cream truck?
Yeah, and everybody made fun of me for it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
They are taking this way too seriously.
Oh, yeah. The
fuck, what are you doing that
drunk
clown? How close was he, though, when he was doing
that's
that?
That's like Cotton Children.
Uh-huh. I'm talking about. I'm talking about.
Bill Cosby? Back of the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what it said.
Him doing the Bill Cosby rapey.
Oh, and it was on point? It was creepy.
You put the in the pot, you'll see.
That costume was dark as shit. I'll have to throw that costume up on the Twitter. That costume was fucking good. Yeah. That was so dark.
Well, send it to PJ. He's our Twitter whore, right?
Yes. Okay. Send it to him and go, internet it.
Let's just...
Series of tubes!
Give me PJ's number. All of us PJ's number, and we'll just keep sending him shit. On the Twitter!
He hates it so much. I go, Twitter. Like, I hate Twitter, you so right?
much. Yeah. Well,
we're done. Justin has a Twitter story.
Justin has a Twitter story?
Justin has a Twitter story.
What's our Twitter story, Justin? It already came up. Why don't you fucking talk about it?
What's the difference between a hashtag and the at the
end of the I couldn't figure out which one it was.
Justin was the guy running our Twitter for a while. It was just like, hey, famous person, check us out. Yeah. Hey, famous person, check us out.
He forgot how to use Twitter.
I don't know how to use Twitter.
No, on the basic level. Like, he's like... He's like, I want to send him a Kanye West song. Do I do hashtag
on my grave.
Or do I do their West name? West. How do I make their name show up? It was basically like an old person going, how do you use a rotary phone?
What doesn't
where's the operator?
I'm not a whole step above to? That. I'm kind of right there with Twitter, just like half step.
I love this. I love that he totally has convinced the entire town.
Look, he's just gonna
batshit insane.
Shut up, you know.
Yeah, no. The phone's
and
in
he's
front
smoking
of him.
Inside too.
Yep. And he is like, nope. The entire town.
But you see how like the middle is burning and not the outside.
Because he doesn't know how to light a fucking
Justin
cigar.
Is totally this guy.
They're really good at this prank. You got me, guys.
He's like, you got me.
Don't you look incredible? That's a great Halloween costume.
I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I'm gonna fuck your mouth, boy. That's what that said. I will
show
take
that
like
fuck
a goddamn champ. Right, right. He goes, I'm gonna fuck you like a pig and make you squeal for me. He's like, oh, flowers first. And sad face.
Nope, come.
Yep.
Oh, now you're
he's like,
mad.
You didn't say please. I ain't saying shit, bitch.
This turning into the Why Do We Hang Out movie club and the Mystery Science 3 Why Do We Hang Out.
Yeah, it was boring.
That's great.
So I just get on my knees and take it then.
No, he's
you
gonna
get
go
on
his.
Your knees and you take it. Don't break eye contact.
Well, technically that.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? I'll let you give it to me first.
Give it from behind.
He's a power bottom.
Power bottom.
Yeah. Who's calling you, Chris?
Kesma.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Should I pick up?
Because it looks like Angela from over here.
Kale's mom.
Yeah, Kale's mom.
Oh, I'm just making sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, if it was any, I would still ignore them. Like, that doesn't even really matter.
Yeah,
I'm doing
podcast time, dude. Jeez.
So.
Like, he just broke off his own wrist right there to get...
Oh, he's like, I gotta go into the jail cell? All right.
Sweet.
Dude.
She really wants to talk to you.
All right, that's the phone.
I'm not answering.
Oh, okay.
No.
She'd right, be the first person to answer the phone on the podcast.
No, it'd be so terrible.
Yeah, because you never live that down.
Nope.
Yeah, we're off people.
It'd be fucking super terrible.
Oh, dude. Speaking of fucking voicemails, I listened to one of yours the other day because I save them all. And you are an asshole.
Never.
Yeah, you revert him as to Hitler?
No, I didn't. So,
like, when?
The Holocaust was mentioned.
Never.
You mean the Fifth Reich?
Oh, yeah, the Fifth Reich.
God.
Cornhole you with a flashlight,
Justin,
boy.
Just skip the fourth.
Didn't even finish the third. Didn't finish the third. Skip forward entirely. Go straight to the fifth.
That's funny. I'm
okay with it. Of course you're okay with it, Justin.
You're okay with everything.
For most things.
Soda, sopa.
Yeah, it's
I love the CD's like,
Jesus. I'm gonna fucking cornhole.
I love that right there. You're gonna take it like a champ. Get on your knees and tell me you love me, boy.
I think there's a lot of whores that start like this.
Yeah.
There are.
Like through the fucking bars.
Mm-hmm. You're next, boy.
Yep.
He's finishing that job up right now.
Are we gonna turn every fucking movie into Sling Blade?
Yes. That was an oddly long shower.
You know, that chick was been that in the like shower. That felt
like a really long shower with the break because we paused it. It felt like a really long shower.
Oh, yeah, the popcorn.
Pop, 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 popcorn.
You ever, when you were a teenager, did your friend ever go in the shower and then disappear for an hour and a half? You're like, yeah.
Adam.
Probably we jerking to, off in there.
Adam
that would have been on spring break.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the hotel's probably got a lot of fucking hot water.
No, we weren't in a hotel. We were in a fucking trailer. And we had enough hot water, we each took a 5-minute shower. And Ad was like, but I'm going to go first, and was in there for 20 minutes.
His grandpa's like cabin where
so we saran wrapped the entire door frame, and we duct taped saran wrap around it. So when it sealed, because with the door, he opened it, it went and tightened up on the door, and he couldn't get out. And he was like, you gotta fucking stop! And like, amazing. Says the guy who took a 20 minute fucking shower to use all the
we all had 5 minutes of fucking
shower. Yeah. Like, fuck you. Dude sucked.
Peace. Open up, eh? Anybody in here?
We're in South Canada, also known as America, in California. Totally not suspicious at all.
Yeah, no, not at all. Every worst time the clown walks, he leaves ever. Fucking footprints like that.
Of course. Right, you're just waiting for him.
Is that Ralph Garman?
I love it, up the wall. Because that's when you know you're leaving footprints, and you're like, see what we did there.
Fuck your couch, Charlie Murphy.
Oh, there's that one black one. The black foot there.
Because there's only one black foot.
It's fucking racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one.
Oh, no, it's blue. My bad. Sorry.
Blue. You just want black.
That would be weird, though. Hold like, on, you go Robert, in.
What do you mean that he just wants black?
Yeah.
Elaborate.
Might as well dig yourself in a deeper hole there with the phrase you say.
You know, we've got one half black guy here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Half.
Half.
Just half. You enjoy your black chocolate. Yeah. Oh, I forget they still don't get the whole cotton candy melt, motherfuckers.
Maybe no, because he hasn't seen that. Remember, he missed
it's the first fucking night.
That's still, like, the craziest way to fucking die.
Chelong.
Big fucking clown dick. You know what they say about my big shoes? Big clown dick.
That's why they wear big shoes.
Yep, they wear big shoes. They gotta hold that fucking clown dick.
Dark and chew.
That is almost like alien level shit, though. See, like the guys in the wall.
Help
me. Baby clown bursts out of his chest and shit.
But right there, like.
I love this.
Now he's
we've
the commissioner.
Been expecting you, Mr. Bond. look what we have here. A little friend.
Your little puppy.
I guess you'd say your dead weight.
His face.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Did he draw puppet lines?
He did. Yeah. He did. That's see how clever that is?
And it's with his blood, too.
Clever. See?
It's his with blood. His
blood. Yep. And the blush is his blood, too. That's awesome.
Well, yeah, that's how you get
he
real.
Fucked me in.
Well, yes.
I am in there with
my testicles right now.
This is not Shawshank. I will not get out alive. Fatality.
Man takes his hand out.
Killer Clown wins. That would have been a badass character in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Killer Clown. Oh, that would have been so great. Because they did Jason and Predator have Killer Clown as a fucking character.
There was a huge fucking petition to get Odorous Urungus.
I remember that after Guara there.
Yeah, right after he died.
Yeah, that'd have been awesome. He'd have been a badass character there.
What the fuck are the kids doing upstairs?
Shoot him in the nose.
They got candy.
My one weakness! My big obnoxious nerd!
See, you go for the nose!
Bullets are my weakness.
Yeah, bullets entirely, right? Like, at least on the clown, it's just the nose.
That's probably my favorite fucking line from Harold and Kumar.
Bullets,
my only weakness. I haven't seen that one in forever.
Fuck.
Extreme.
That's God. Okay.
From Angela, from Kale's mom.
Yeah, from Kale's mom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, this movie commentary.
At least she dressed up as R2-D2, though.
Huh? I wasn't listening.
That's all right. He's watching
Killer Clowns. I was watching Killer Clowns. I honestly don't care. I just heard R2-D2.
Yeah, she dressed up as R2-D2.
No, yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah, totally did.
That's, I guess that's like
one. We looked way better as a Jedi as Sith Lord. That's
awesome. Yeah, yeah.
It's awesome. Kale looks so bad. Kale walking around as fucking Kylo Ren looks right? So yeah, badass. So oh, even I was jealous.
What is he doing? I keep looking away
because he's trying to let everybody know. He's like, just shoot him in the nose.
You shoot him in the nose, but he can't get the powers out, so he can't dispatch.
How many of these clowns are roaming around? Like
six or seven.
Six or seven. Yeah.
Where'd the ship go?
Remember, it disappeared.
It disappeared. The graboids took it.
Oh. It went, actually, they drilled and they...
If you love this movie so much, actually start
watching. He's never seen it.
I've never seen it.
But he loves it so much, though.
Because it's good.
Yeah, but I'm watching on
mute. I'll see you guys later.
I gotta go.
Bye, Chris.
I gotta go get Kale.
Alright.
You guys be good.
This podcast is about to get real fucking boring.
Well, fucking yeah, step it up, gentlemen.
I gotta take him.
Backbone of all the fucking videos.
Oh, you gotta take him?
Yeah.
This is gonna get doubly boring. Are you coming back?
Eventually.
Okay.
He probably won't be back until... Because I gotta get Kale. It is to be fair, 45 minutes ago I should grab it. To be fair.
Yeah, I know.
45 minutes.
We really gotta start like a little early.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Well, we also sat upstairs
for a little while. Yeah, we just us getting back into it. Robert's moving because Chris has the secondary throne.
Yes, he does.
And he enjoys it. What's going on here, man? Yeah,
well, they're trying to do that fucking parade shit or something.
They are collecting.
Oh, the cotton candy
people? Cotton candy people.
No, that's legit. You fucking make cotton candy people.
All the fucking streamers and shit. That's great.
Yeah. Well, they are clowns. They gotta...
Yeah, they gotta... Oh! Holy shit. Yeah, that's like when you get the fuck out. Period.
Oh, man, that's a cool fucking truck.
I don't know. I would take the head off first. That's kind of creepy. I don't like that head.
We're starting to sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger doing movie commentary.
Don't look into that. And seriously, it's gonna be all bad from there. Oh, this is where I killed that guy.
Oh, fuck. Fucking great.
Yeah,
I hope Justin makes it back. We still got a half hour left on this movie. Alright, busted out Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I would love to see her like foaming out the mouth like she had like clown rabies or something.
Where the fuck did those come from?
The popcorn.
Are they the popcorn?
Yeah, dude, they turn. They're like little seeds.
Because all Chris kept going was like, popcorn's fucking coming. Popcorn's coming. Coming in with the popcorn.
Wait, how did one get in the toilet?
Because that's where they put it. Or the popcorn crawled, too.
The popcorn crawled.
Oh, that's crawling into the toilet.
And those things are fucking scary, actually. That's really fucked up.
Yeah, those things are scarier than the actual clowns. Yeah,
the big fucking goofy-looking clowns.
Oh, look at this. This is where I put my thumbs up as I'm growing, sinking into the mud. Thumbs up is the saddest part.
See, now you can't do Bob Barker, man?
No, I can't. I told you to spay and neuter your fucking dog. All right. That none of us... Well, no, Jacob's got like a fucking farm.
Yeah.
Are they all spayed and neutered?
They are.
Good job, Jacob.
Save my rabbit.
Rabbits fuck like crazy, man.
That's why you only have one.
This one. That's a tall fucking clown.
Punch him in the nose.
Remember when the three of us did a podcast? It was only like 50 minutes.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Bad-ish.
We did okay.
And then we patted ourselves on the back at the end of it.
Just to make us feel better.
Oh, we're missing the interesting people.
This part I don't get is they what cut the around fuck? Ball. They don't cotton candy eyes her.
Oh, maybe. She can breed, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Kill like, clown sex.
Just put a whole bunch of popcorn in her vagina and shit.
Anal probe. We got research stuff.
Yeah.
Is it worth coming back to this planet? Right?
Yeah, or, see, they're going to try to breed her. I bet.
Or they're clowns and they just want to make balloons and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have no moral code. They're clowns.
You might have a moral code. They don't like it when they kill each other.
That's true.
I mean, they've got questionable morals. You know,
kind of makes you wonder what their planet's like.
That's a fucked up. I bet. Okay. I would like that the movie in the sequel if they actually show the planet where the killer
claims come from. Maybe it's just like a regular fucking place and these guys are delinquents.
Yeah, they were like fucking Cuba and they're like, oh, I'm just going to send these people out here, you know, just fucking.
Or delinquents on Killer Clown Land are just nice guys. Like regular fucking clowns.
So they're worse than these fucking people?
No, they're nice just guys. Nice. Like, oh. Yeah, it's bizarro clowns, dude. Oh, like, okay. Yeah, all the clowns are super fucking evil, and they kill people with their popcorn and shit, and then the nice clowns are legitimately just...
And they give, like, cotton candy to the children.
They give real cotton candy away, and they're like, oh, is this a fake person that's gonna die? Or, no, it's cotton candy. It's delicious. Have some. You want some caramel corn? Also delicious. Not gonna eat you. Yeah, it's fine.
It's okay.
Sniff my flower. And then, psh, it's just water.
Yeah.
It's not acid. Yeah. Or hallucinogen.
Right.
Smoking.
I am so fucking lost. I forgot all about this movie.
I've never seen it.
I know.
Yeah. We're bad at this.
That's all right. At least half, well, let's see, how far are we in the podcast?
41 minutes.
Okay. So at least we have halfway. And do we have to Flamin' Joe's kind of thing?
No. Oh.
Look, there's the tent. They moved it.
It's a bigger tent.
Oh, that's cool. Crazy house. God, I gotta love that production value.
It's a movie that cost $2 million to make.
I just love that. This Cobb just pulled a sandwich out of his jacket.
That's
a sandwich in the middle.
That's his bulletproof sandwich. It's like, had to walk uphill both ways to school in the cold.
You did not.
Mm-hmm.
And not during North Central,
because you live in Mansfield. Only a potato to keep me warm. And I ate that for lunch.
Oh my God.
That's his bulletproof sandwich. Uphills both ways in the snow.
Boom.
I only had one sandwich to stop bullets from entering my heart. I ate that for lunch.
Now I'm dead.
Now I'm dead because the clown showed up while I was eating my bulletproof sandwich. That white one doesn't even look like they tried. It was like their last fucking clown to make. Like, just never mind, man. These things are ridiculous.
We're losing production value.
$2 million in the '80s, like
that's a lot of money, and I want to know where it went.
I don't know. That wasn't. That's a cheap movie, though.
Yeah, even back in the day.
That's a pretty cheap movie. That's why people made horror movies and spaghetti westerns. They were super cheap. Yeah. And then you got a movie like Lone Ranger that costs $150 million. You're like, why? Yeah. All you need is desert and horses and a train.
Yeah, that's it.
And Johnny Depp, who cost $100 million.
They just melted him with a pie.
Where's the crust?
Cherry.
Where's the fucking crust?
Clown pies don't have crust. It's just the tin, bunch of whipped cream.
Have you gotten special with a pie?
Huh? Like in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
How about you, Jacob?
I have not, no.
No, I haven't either. That's
weird. You've never lived.
Is that how you live, bro? Shit, man.
We did do it to Mr. Lincoln.
Oh, that's wait, that's ice cream.
Don't eat it. Came from clowns.
Like, they jerked it off.
See if they melted
him. No, that's not ice cream. That's bad. That's like the cotton
what
candy.
Is it? That's
it's
bad.
It's definitely bad.
You didn't,
definitely bad.
All right, Ranger Rail. Yeah. It's gonna be good.
It's definitely bad. Yeah. Walker's on a 5.
Yeah, Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning. 5. That's a little early for fucking People's Court.
Oh, boy. Early for People's Court.
5 o'clock in the morning? I was thinking 5 a.m. It's probably midday, 1 or 2.
Yeah.
That's when Judge Judy's on, right?
Yeah.
She usually she's probably on for like a 3-hour block because the channel that carries Judge Judy doesn't have much more to show. Don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. She makes a boatload every fucking episode.
Hell yeah, she does.
All she does is sit there.
Although, if those are like the shadow dinosaurs.
That's weird.
Yeah, and people who go to Judge Judy's court don't have to pay.
Not at all, really?
Yeah, the production pays.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No wonder a lot of people do that shit.
I would fucking Judge Judy the shit out of people.
Just, you ran over my fucking grass and shit. I'm going to kill you. And,
yeah, she made me cry, too. Like, probably, but...
She is a mean bitch.
Well, I'm sissy. It's all right.
I wish I was Justin this year.
All right, when he gets back, we just go, Judge Judy, cry or no cry?
That has to happen.
You think repeat really... people? Like, I haven't watched Judge Judy ever. You think people show up a bunch of times on Judge Judy? Like, repeat customers?
Of course.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like 15 minutes of fame, man. It's like,
I'm waving my hands in the background. Woo! You know? No, I'm talking about, like, as defendants and...
Oh.
I think I've seen multiple defendants, but do you think people just sue people all over the place on Judge Judy?
It's America. Like, they want something for nothing. Yeah.
I'm going to get on the Judge Judy's.
And the Autumn, or wait, not Autumn Brown. What's that guy? What's the guy's brand? The one.
Judge Joe Brown.
Yeah, Judge Joe Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Is that your Judge Joe Brown impression?
That's my everybody judge impression. I also heard, it on Fat Man on Batman this week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I haven't listened to that.
He was acting as the judge, not Kevin Smith, but Mark Bernard, as the judge on Law and Order, and he just kept going, I'll allow it. And it was really fucking close. Yeah.
Right on.
Then you wait for Sam Waterston to just come out and with his fucking case and drop science. Boom. Yeah.
Drop the mic, motherfucker.
Science, man.
Science is the shit. Ball pit.
Oh, dude.
I hated ball pits as kids, man.
I love ball pits. Oh, so my dad, weird. Though, like, the first time I got chicken pox, dropped us in the ball pit at McDonald's.
Contagious.
Yeah. And he's like...
Every child will get chicken pox.
Yeah, that's when we lived in Missoula. And he's like, every parent pulled their kid out. And now, people pay, like, for chicken pox parties.
Yeah.
Go play Ookie Mouse. Spit in each other's mouth.
That's gross.
You know what I
mean? That's the creepy one right there.
What, the one with the pigtail? They're both fucking... I knew a girl...
Are they fucking attracted?
There was a girl in high school that had that haircut with the fucking... Down the sides, like the girl
what's her name?
That girl that was in class with us in the recording class.
Jenny?
I don't remember her fucking name.
Oh.
If you said me, if you told me her actual fucking name, I'd be like, whatever. I don't remember it.
Yeah,
she was weird.
You totally had a crush on her.
Really. Yeah. Well, yeah. I had a crush with anything with boobs and tits and shit.
Boobs and tits? Two sets?
I mean, you can't really be that mean and say, oh, just tits or boobs or whatever.
Sure you can. Look at a bunch of fucking rabbit's feet.
No, that's cotton candy balls,
I know,
dude.
It's cotton candy balls, but they look like rabbit's feet. You even have the class.
Pull one for good luck!
yeah, just pat one and hope you don't disintegrate. Like, how do you save them once they're in the cotton candy, or are they fucking lost causes?
I think they're lost causes.
I think they're lost causes unless they get them.
Like, it's fairly recent. No.
But I mean, because, they melt in the cotton candy, don't they?
Oh.
Because, I mean, we saw the glasses in the cotton candy thing, and it was supposedly dyed. In quotations. I'm in a podcast, I'm not a video cast. God, that's an ugly fucking clown.
We could. Kathy set up a periscope for us.
Oh, my God. Did she really?
Yeah, dude. Whatever fucking social media exists, I think Kathy's going to set it up for us.
Good for her, man. That's great. I'm glad she's doing that for us.
We have an Instagram that apparently I'm the only person who knew about
it.
I don't have an Instagram.
I don't either.
I've been on Facebook.
I didn't want to say anything with, like, Chris and Jarrell because I don't know how to work fucking Instagram, period. Because I'd never had one.
You literally just pulled the same mistake that everybody pulls. What did you call Justin?
Jarrell.
Yep.
Holy shit.
You see where it starts?
Like he's taking this one for ripeness.
Yeah.
Weeds in it and knock up.
Well, his clown digestive system can't handle it if it's not ripe enough. Just goes straight through him.
You know how much clown shit stinks when he can't digest something? Probably
tell me, Jarrell.
Probably smells funny. Nah.
Clowny.
Yeah.
You're funny. What's wrong? Oh, he's sipping it.
Yeah.
Drinking it like a milkshake.
Sipping on the scissor. The scissor. I never got why people drink codeine cough syrup in their alcohol. Like,
have you ever had codeine cough syrup?
Yeah, it's fucking amazing. Great by itself. But why is it in party drinks? That's why everybody's fucking up their guts.
It really is. It's in the party scissor. Drinks, really?
Yeah, it's called scissor. I wasn't fucking lying.
Oh, it's that real. Justin Bieber bullshit.
You know, Justin Bieber's the last guy that got famous fucking up his gut. Oh. I think Lil Wayne did, too.
Hi.
But that's totally... No, he says the N-word a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nigga.
Whoa, dude.
If fucking Lil Jon or Lil Wayne can say it, I can say it. And you said it before, so fuck you.
I do not.
Yes, you... Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the face of a liar.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe not.
Like ball person! Oh, yell at the ball! Cause we're trying
so
to get
the
you
ball
out.
People are okay, but not the cotton candy people?
Because they're there for breeding. I bet it's all women. Because all men were in the cotton candy, right?
Or maybe I saw Silence of the Lambs for the first time last night.
For the first time?
Yeah, maybe? I know.
Here's the thing.
Wow, what'd you think, man?
Yeah, it was fucking great.
Wasn't it?
I read Hannibal. I got halfway through Hannibal. I'm like, this is fucking stupid. And I got halfway through the movie Hannibal, and I was like, this fuck is like the same point. I don't like it. So I stayed away from all those movies forever, and then we were testing this TV out last night, and I watched Silence of the Lambs with Kathy, and it was fucking great. No, I know a lot of the beats of Silence of the Lambs.
Put the lotion on the skin.
Yeah, I know a lot of the fucking Buffalo...
Put the lotion.
I know a lot of the Buffalo Bill shit, a lot of the like her interactions with Hannibal.
Yeah.
And I didn't know a bunch of the other stuff.
Okay, so like, yeah, because basically Hannibal's a love story between Clarice Starring and... Hannibal.
Ish.
It is, really.
But, so I didn't know a bunch of that stuff, but I knew a lot of the famous lines. I knew the quick delusion. I knew the dog got fucking kidnapped.
Yeah.
Like, I knew all sorts of shit. I knew when he died. I'd seen parts.
You need to see Red Dragon, because, that's my favorite of the whole Hannibal series.
Red Dragon's really good, too.
Yeah.
Getting back to Killer Clowns from Outer Space, maybe that's what they're doing with the ball girls, but instead of a pit, they're in a ball. Oh. And every now and then, they lower shit in and go, put the lotion on its skin!
This is that's where this is, yeah. Yeah, that's what...
Or the popcorn butter. Puts the popcorn butter on its skin! What else do you get?
Or it gets the fucking flower squirt again.
Yeah, and you don't want that flower squirt. It's acidic.
Very acidic.
Maybe it's super basic and you still fucking burn.
It's a high pH level.
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
Oh, it's the Sarlacc pit in the middle of the fucking ship! That's so great. What the actual fuck?
When it fucking moves.
Oh, man.
How it makes you dizzy. Whoa.
No. Dude, that Michael... You know that thing at the fair? That's like the Michael Jackson ride, and you go...
I used to love that thing.
No, you don't get touched anymore. He died.
Yeah.
No, it's got like Michael Jackson on the outside, and you go over the Rocky... bridge, or you go down the slide at the end, and there's a house mirror.
It was like inside. A fun house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like a fun house thing.
That's a Michael Jackson thing?
Well, yeah, it had a lot of different.
Was it like a Thriller, or was it like...
It's Michael Jackson themed. Like, I think they play Thriller or whatever.
All right.
Throughout. I think Justin's back, too.
Hey!
But it was like...
Soda Sopa's back!
Soda Sopa!
Soda Sopa!
Ah! But
I'm glad you embraced that shit, because that was funny.
I already forgot what we were going to ask him.
What were we going to ask you?
Oh, the,
Judge Judy.
Instagram thing.
No, it was something about Judge Judy.
Oh, yeah, Judge Joe Brown.
No, Judge Judy. I can't remember, though. It had something to do with Judge Judy.
And the podcasters are like screaming out, you fucking idiot, sis!
Yeah, I do that.
But we can't actually rewind it right now, so.
No, we can't.
We don't have that technology.
Tyler gave me Fruity Loops, and I'm gonna start learning it. Yeah, and maybe we'll be able to listen to our podcast at the same time.
I was over there a couple weeks ago, and
he's
just messing around with it. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, so he did finally email it to me.
I want to get, like, some sound effects, too, like, some clips, you know, and just, like, play it during the show, and, like, so we actually use our headphones and shit. That'd be cool.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. You need a giant soundboard. Yeah, we can do it. I'm just saying.
Alright, good. I mean, you don't need a giant soundboard. You're not toy against it. You fucking god. You make me young.
Everything has to be so much anger. Just say no. I disagree.
I'm so glad you're back, Justin. So we were talking about, you know, all the people in balls. Do you think it's a Killer Clowns version of Buffalo Bill fucking putting them in the pit?
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah, right?
It is so bad.
So what's he want them to put on their skin? I said butter pot, like, the butter for the popcorn.
Oh.
Maybe they get made into the popcorn.
There's probably syrup or something.
Do you get syrup at the circus?
You want to know his fucking opinions. He gave his opinion, and you're all disappointed about it.
Well, it's disappointing.
You already chose the obvious choice, so...
Yeah.
Think outside the bubble.
Plus, we just said there's like 8 clowns, and there's way more Nate in that.
They
fucking
multiply now.
DMC truck!
It's like gremlins with water, and it's keeping popping out. Every time, like, fucking cotton candy pops, there's a fucking new clown, so that's how they make clowns.
What were you going to ask him? That's going to bug me.
Yeah. When can you feed a gremlin, by the way? Like, isn't it always after midnight?
It's always after midnight.
So you can never feed a gremlin.
Technically, no.
Okay.
Even though that logic never makes sense in the
world. Look at him. He's like,
you have to try it? But, like, and then that makes really sense, because, like, there's no alternative for it.
Yeah.
You go up the north.
I saw you get ready to yell at us, and you're like, all right.
And they're actually calling
me. Like, why can't you see his logic? That's crazy.
I know.
With Bathroom Buddy. But I do want that Bathroom Buddy, though. It is pretty sweet.
Right.
You want a Bathroom Buddy?
Yeah. You have a toothpaste and shaving cream all in one that the fucking comb never works. Watch the movie.
All right.
Back to Killer Clowns.
How do they get makeup or is that lipstick?
That's their kissing. Fucking skin.
No, the twins inside the fucking truck.
Oh.
I forgot about that, but I haven't seen this in like 10 years.
The King Killer Clown.
Here comes the leader of the clowns.
The leader.
There's a leader?
Yeah. Look at that. Omega Clown.
Oh. Yes, and he's like in his slumber sleep.
Oh, or is he great. Like a god, like the Alpha and Omega?
Yeah.
The Killer Clown God.
And it's on strings.
Badass school boy.
Oh. Why have I never watched this movie before?
That's the true question.
Why am I watching it again? That's the real question.
Because you belong to a
group size of 25 fucking boots.
I belong? Really?
Yeah, you belong to this fucking podcast.
I always felt neglected.
We're three best friends and Robert.
That's why I felt neglected, because and Robert.
At least you're in there. I'm not Jacob's even in there.
Yeah, like, no, like, he should feel worse than me because he's not
Jacob's
even in.
Not even acknowledged in it.
But see, he doesn't talk, so it's like
special guest.
You gotta get in there. Like he's just then like it'll be like Robert and Jacob. Yeah.
You guys can have your own club.
Yeah, we could do our fucking own podcast. God damn it. Don't watch this stupid shit.
Look, he just hip tosser. That's how.
We're watching Young Frankenstein next because
it's a great movie.
Jacob,
not like this. I'm sorry.
I'll take your word for it.
Are you saying this is better than Young Frankenstein?
No.
Why was there a pause?
I like
Young Frankenstein. I'm so going to choose Bloodsport.
I know you are. You have to win the game.
That first, or the Warriors.
Warriors, come out to play.
That's actually pretty good. I like that movie.
We've totally gotten off base with Killer Clowns.
Sorry, Chris. We couldn't finish without you.
Yeah, he's the narrator, more or less, over every fucking podcast.
Well, and also, he's the fucking true, like, dialogue, because he was
talking. Yeah, he's the only one that's really familiar. I haven't seen this in, like, 10 years.
What's that fucking Peter Jackson movie where, at the end, that's in New Zealand, like every Peter Jackson movie? And
Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, but there's the monkey at the beginning that bites that lady, and then she's infected, and then at the end, there's that big monster, the big claymation monster on the top of the house. It's like The Thing. I'm sure Chris is fucking screaming at me.
Yeah. No, The Thing is...
It wasn't The Thing, but... I always forget the name of this fucking
Lovecraft
movie.
Lovecraft stuff.
But it was so fucking great. I'm gonna look it up. But that's what he reminds me of. Right. Is that monster at the end.
Is that spaceship taking off now?
Yeah, it's starting to take off.
IMDb.
So they will be back, and that's why after fucking 30 years, they're gonna make a new one.
It's just gonna be in 3D. Is Alpha, is it, or,
no, it's a new one. They return.
Oh my god.
Well, you see, like, you know, the
the French or something, the Europeans or something. I don't know.
The French.
The French.
Like, they have the clown pranks, like where they just dress up in clown outfits and they hide in subways and shit.
That's fucking scary shit.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, that's what are they like? They fucking crush a head in and squirt blood and those people.
It's all inspired by this, which is awesome. Yeah.
Peter Jackson was a director in District 9. Really?
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
I thought it was that guy.
Dead Alive, that was the movie.
I haven't seen that.
It's so fucking good.
Okay.
Chris showed it to me.
So, note to self, if you ever fight a clown, use Papa's nose.
Yeah.
Were you even here when they figured that out?
No, I'm just describing.
Oh, you fucking know. Okay.
Yeah, he's trying to get us back on track right
now. I'm trying to get us back.
Our spaceship just exploded, so it's gotta be new clowns. They're probably pissed because we just killed off all of those ones.
Yeah, you killed our finest warriors. 30 years later, you're going to fucking meet the best of the best.
But they leave the clown car.
The best.
All right, I was wondering if you fucking got
it. Yeah, I got it. Fucking Men in Black.
Yeah. That shit. The best.
Sir! I love it when he just drags that table. That's like one of the only Will Smith movies I actually truly enjoy.
Have you seen the third one?
No.
It's pretty good.
Oh,
really?
Good. Yeah.
It's better than two.
Because I hate two.
It's not as good as one, but it's better than two.
All right.
Yeah, there's time travel and shit.
Well, I mean, that Josh Brolin is K. I mean, that's pretty cool.
No, that was really good. He's a really good actor.
Yeah.
What the fuck happened to them?
They jerked off the clowns and the jerks squirted all over them. Look at that white shit. Look at all that.
Well, they got ice cream. That's not all bad.
Would you suck me off for ice cream?
That doesn't look like ice cream because it's not really moving.
But like, say you had to, and at the end there was ice cream.
Look, they're going back in. Like,
ice cream does make everything better.
Yeah, well, it helps.
I figured I'm like, for so long I've tried to figure out my favorite type of ice cream.
Daiquiri ice.
Did you get that Tin Roof Sunday after we told you last night?
No, sir.
You're a fucking disappointment.
Daiquiri ice.
Wow. All right, well.
He was over last night, and we were fucking telling him about Tin Roof Sunday.
And
you were like, yeah, well, no. And then
at the end of the movie.
Ice cream.
Yeah. Mike Tobacco? Oh, that's an awesome name. Hey, ladies, my name is Mike Tobacco.
Punk 1 and Punk 2.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Franco.
Mom 1, Mom 2. What is
Slug. It? Sheila. Black biker.
Racist.
Black biker? What do you mean?
Clown performances with a K.
Yeah.
Is it a clown?
It's okay. Clown with a K. Yeah. All
right, good.
Like John Leguizamo in that movie.
Wait.
Watch what?
The Pest.
Yeah,
The Pest. We can't do comedy movies, though.
Yeah, we can.
This was supposed to be a comedy, wasn't it?
No, this was supposed to be a horror movie.
Yeah, 80s horror. Yeah. Cars do construction. King makeup.
I wonder how proud these people are with their fucking name on this fucking movie.
I was the
best boy grip.
I was Fran key grip. Bridges. I don't care.
You guys don't even know what key grip does.
Nope.
I don't either.
Something.
Set shit up.
I know what stunts do. And transportation coordinator. I mean, there you go.
What's the transportation coordinator do?
He fucking transports all the actors and all that shit to this destination for whenever they're needed.
And make sure they get there on time. He doesn't fucking do anything. It's an office job, paper pusher. There's a drip left of that Jameson. Finish it up.
I need to finish it for you. Because I'm Pandy. Sorry, stupid.
You're not going back to Guar, so. You can call me Pansy when you
I'm going. Car. Are you going?
I'm going.
Jacob, you going next year?
What?
Don't go next year, dude.
Yes.
Yes. All right. That's it.
Robert, next year, I will be done with school. So
exactly. He's going to be a responsible veterinarian and go to Guar with us. Vet tech. That means you have to go because you were all over.
If he doesn't want to go, we shouldn't have to force him or make him. It's okay.
All right. First of all, I didn't have a bad time at it. I just don't want to do it again.
But you were all over it at the end. You're like, I'm going with you fucks every year. I'm saving this shirt.
Because I was drunk.
That wasn't. How were you drunk at the end of that? I wasn't drunk at any point.
I'm just trying to make up excuses.
Yeah, you were taking pills before we got there.
Yeah, that was fun.
What was that stuff called again?
Kratom. Oh, and I just mentioned it on the podcast when I said I meant. But, alright, whatever. I mean, you can get it off of Amazon. It's not a big deal.
It's
not a drug. It's what they... It's
not the Silk Road. It's Amazon.
Silk Road. It's
a Dread Pirate Roberts.
I don't know. I'm not going to tell you guys. You fucking keep interrupting me, you piece of shit.
Go ahead.
All right. Damn it. Let's go, Robert.
You can't you use SOPA in every argument. You actually have to. Don't be Chris about things.
Yeah, Chris.
That's what Chris was going to say. SOPA, SOPA.
Yeah.
So I'd rather be Chris than you.
You're better than Chris. Come on now. Try to be better. Yes, I said that, Chris.
He meant it. No, don't worry, dude. Chris has probably hit his fucking his headphone 3 different times.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, gone, people. Taking him through the fucking movie.
To go get his car.
Is that good?
Well, ish. We just fucked up a lot of
things. Yeah, we did.
And then Judge Judy and Judge Joe Brown showed up.
Why does it look like a black cop?
That is not...
That's... No, that is the sandwich cop, okay?
Sandwich cop! Sandwich cop! Yeah, he had a bulletproof sandwich, but then he ate it.
Yeah, you weren't here for that. Any comments, Justin?
No.
Bulletproof sandwich?
No.
You think sandwiches are
bulletproof? I've seen weirder things.
So that's the end of Killer Clowns from
Outer Space. That is the end.
Killer Clowns. Man, we rely on Chris a lot.
Actually, we started picking up at the end.
We did.
We got better.
Yeah. So,
car.
Wait, you said car twice.
Car.
You saw it about fucking 3 times.
If I could say it in Spanish, I would. But...
El Caro.
Thank you.
I almost stopped.
You're my favorite Mexican, Justin. Don't ever stop.
Because he's the only Mexican he knows.
Carlos.
Yeah.
Carlos. He's Mexican.
Carlos is the Mexican.
I was going to go on a full rant on fucking Carlos, but nope.
Go for it. You haven't met Crunchy?
I have not met Crunchy.
Crunchy.
Yeah, he did at Guar.
Yeah, Crunchy was at Guar, man.
Don't do that voice, man. Do a fucking Bob Barker voice.
That's how he does. That's how he talks.
That's how Crunchy talks. Hey, man, what's going on?
Has he smoked a while?
For a while.
Since he was like 12.
He's only like 15. Crunchy pulled that shit off well. I didn't even know Crunchy.
Hey, man, I saw your brother last week.
You see my brother all the time, Carlos.
Yeah, he was at a concert. It was at...
I don't think we're needed for this podcast. He can just do it by Crunchy. Himself.
Guard!
Thanks for listening to Why Do We Hang Out? Now, are you hungry, thirsty, enjoy sports, looking for a family-friendly place to enjoy good food, a beer, and all your favorite teams? Come on into Flamin' Joe's, with 2 locations in Spokane, one on the north side at 7015 North Division, and one in the valley at 11618 East Sprague. Daily specials, happy hour 3 to 6, and 9 to close. With 26 amazing wing flavors and an always-changing beer selection, there's something for everyone. Come on in and join us anytime. Flamin' Joe's is your locally owned wing stop.